Welcome to Personnel Matters, the official podcast of the Air Force Personnel Center. Hosted by Major General Jefferson O'Donnell.
Welcome to Personnel Matters. I'm Major General Jefferson O'Donnell, Commander of AFPC and your podcast host. We're here to provide information and updates on the programs and processes at the Air Force's Personnel Center that guide your career. This podcast is also a direct line where you can reach out to me with questions, concerns, suggestions, comments, and more. The Air Force's Personnel Center executes more than 400 programs every day covering the entire life cycle of civilian and military personnel for the Air and Space Force. One of those critical programs is assignments. While you may have heard that assignments are random or that we're using dartboards to make selections, there's actually an extraordinary amount of time and planning that goes into it. First and foremost, the assignment process focuses on the Department of the Air Force's need to provide mission-ready airmen and guardians. As we evolve and prepare for a potential near-peer threat with agile combat employment and deployable combat wings, it is imperative that we distribute the right skills to the right place at the right time. And we have numerous programs to get us there and lots of people working on it for you, keeping in mind that it's the needs of the Department of the Air Force and the individual that we're focused on. Now, to tell you a little bit more about it, we have an officer assignments process expert, Major Amanda Farr, who's with us, and she's going to share some information about officer assignments. She's one of our most seasoned, experienced assignments officers here, coming from the public affairs world. She led efforts to align the Air Force officer assignment cycle to the new AFRGEN-focused Air Force wing structure and force presentation model. She and the team partnered with HAF A1M, A1L, and A3K to compile data on 321,000 active duty airmen across 320 AFSCs, enabling the standup of five new deployable combat wings starting this year. Welcome, Major Farr.
Thank you, sir, for this opportunity to talk about officer assignments. I really tried to boil down the complexities of our assignment management into a clear analogy, and I really couldn't pick. We can call it a house of cards, a game of chess, expert-level Jenga. Any of those work as this like visual of the balancing act that assignment officers have to take, where really one wrong move or an unexpected requirement can shift the entire board. If you had tried to explain to me what AFPC looked like and how it worked before I got into this job, I wouldn't have believed you because it really is a very layered and deliberate process. We have two major assignment cycles every year, both the winter and the summer, and we're juggling not only the Department of the Air Force needs, but the officers' development and their personal preferences in pursuit of basically a perfect Venn diagram, what I like to call assignment magic when all those things overlay each other. But what has impressed me the most when I got to AFPC is truly the talent on the assignment floor. The OATs, or the officer assignment teams, are so deliberate and dedicated to every cycle and every match that they make. So for those that are on the receiving end, like, it is personal, it's your life. But it may feel like a man behind the curtain kind of trick, but there is so much genuine care behind every decision. And that's real. That's not just a company line. When we talk about assignments, it's not just about filling a job, right? They're about building teams, guiding careers with intention. And we're not just thinking about your next role. We're thinking about the assignment after that one. So we're balancing the mission requirements, career progression, and, of course, readiness for our Air Force. We also have to work hand in hand with our career field development teams. So the development teams that meet within each community at least twice a year are looking at the long-term officer growth and strategic alignment. But it cannot be a one-sided process. So we need officers to take ownership of their careers, stay informed, communicate with your leadership, actively engage with your assignment teams, join those webinars, attend the road shows. And also don't forget about MyFSS. This should be your go-to resource for timelines and key opportunities, special programs that you can be on the lookout for. Every community may have its own culture and nuance, but the foundation is the same: collaboration. When officers, commanders, and those AFPC leadership teams all work together, we get the right person in the right place at the right time.
Thank you, Major Farr. As you can see, she definitely understands what's going on the assignments floor. Assignments and opportunities may come and go without your knowledge if you aren't paying attention. So be an active part of your career development. Learn your job, learn the Air Force and Space Force, and seek opportunities that will help you develop. Now it's time for the Total Force Service Center. The Total Force Service Center is here, operates this call center 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, where personnel experts are available to support you and provide answers to your questions. Now, we recently received this question about officer assignments.
Hi, I'm a first lieutenant married to a captain, and we have a joint assignment to the UK. My wife's report no later than date is in June. However, it took forever for me to receive my orders, and my report no later than date is in September. How can we change one of our report no later than dates so we can PCS at the same time?
Well, congratulations to you and your spouse on your joint spouse assignment to the UK. Just so everybody understands, the report no later than date is typically the last day of the reporting month for most assignments. But mission essential needs may require an earlier date. Reporting dates are established to ensure manning levels are adequate to accomplish the mission. The report date changes impact the losing and gaining unit and may affect the departure of the airman or guardian being replaced. To help minimize these impacts, all change requests must be approved by the Director of Military Personnel Operations here at AFPC. There are numerous valid request reasons based on operational, personnel, or needs of the Department of the Air Force that AFPC supports to change your report date. When it comes to operational necessity, everything from significant manning issues, a recent deployment, waiting on a security or PRP clearance to training requirements, scheduling delays with your household goods, they're all valid and normally supported. We know that moving is challenging on the whole family, and sometimes there are personal hardships that are supported. Keeping that in mind, request to change your report date due to completing dependent travel screening, a pregnant spouse unable to travel in the third trimester, or medical rehabilitation are also typically approved. There are also special cases that require a little extra attention. For airmen and guardians returning from an Air Expeditionary Force rotation, their report date is set no earlier than 120 days from the expiration of Duty Status Code 20. Adjustments require a case management system case submitted by the military personnel flight. For DROS adjustments, for example, to support a pregnant civilian spouse, the MPF has to review DAFI 36-2110 and submit cases via the case management system to the appropriate AFPC office. So if you want to change your report no later than date for any other reason, you would submit your request, and it will be reviewed for an exception to policy by the Assignments Program and Procedures Branch. To begin the process, review the detailed guidelines in the Report No Later Than Date Change Request Personnel Services Delivery Guide, PSDG, available under Related Resources tab on Active Duty Assignments homepage. Regular Air Force and Space Force members, E1 to E8, and Second Lieutenant to Lieutenant Colonel, can use the Report No Later Than Date Change Request application link in MyVector to submit a formal request. Remember, report date changes are supported based on operational, personal, or needs of the Department of the Air Force. Ensure you provide proper documentation to support your request, especially for exception to policy cases or DROS adjustments. Work with your local traffic management office, TMO, for household goods scheduling issues, and your MPF for case management system submissions or DROS adjustments. To sum up, changing your report no later than date, consult the PSD guide for the detailed instructions. Submit your request using MyVector and keep in touch with your traffic management office and MPF for updates to those changes. I've done this many times throughout my career to make sure we adjust to all those things we talked about. And so just ask for help and people will help you take care of it, including your leadership and the MPF. So it's a good thing to do. All right. Well, it's DT season once again. Development teams. They are an important part of the assignment process. They focus on professional growth by reviewing airmen and guardian plans, performance assessments, and career field requirements. The teams provide feedback, recommend education or special duty assignments, and ensure they have the right training, education, experience for critical roles and demands that we anticipate for the future. Now, here to tell you a little bit about our development teams and their role in the officer assignment process is our executive director, Ms. Kim Toney. Ms. Toney ensures commanders around the world are provided with skilled airmen and guardians to conduct Department of the Air Force and joint missions. She has years of experience serving airmen and guardians in the personnel field. The first time she served at the Air Force Military Personnel Center was the Chief of MWR and Services Officer Assignments. Welcome, Ms. Toney.
Thank you very much, General Donald. It's an honor to be back here with you again. Developmental teams are so important to the Department of the Air Force, as they include members representing a full range of experience and skill sets for each particular career field. They are responsible for shaping the community's overall strategy. They take talent management and assignment follow-on and make sure that you are being utilized in the most efficient and effective manner for your development. They ID the right person, the right program, at the right time in your career. Developmental education nomination is also a very important part of the DT process. They take the results from the central selection board and make the vectors to align with the right person, the right program at the right time. They want to make sure that there's clear Department of the Air Force utilization and return on investment. So make sure that if your DT reaches out to you and asks for any information, that you provide that. And know that each and every one of you, no matter what specialty within your career field, you are being represented by your development teams. Sir, back to you.
Thanks, Ms. Tony. And I will tell you, over my time in participating in DTs and also being the a person being vectored, that I've seen as continuous changes, improvements in the DT process. And so the feedback that we're able to give our officers from those DTs now is a huge improvement over time since when I was a lieutenant or a captain. So and they keep getting better, to include the use of the IT and Power BI and those kind of systems to be able to present the information to the team. So it's really impressive to see, and thanks to everyone who's part of that process. The assignment process is more than just moving airmen and guardians from one place to another. It's about ensuring the right people are in the right place at the right time. And we have teams of specialists here who are role planning, coordinating, and executing each and every PCS move. One of those outstanding specialists is Officer Assignments is Ms. Sophia Barnard. Ms. Sophia Barnard has been the backbone for Officer Special Duty Assignments for over 20 years. She arrived at the Air Force Military Personnel Center in 1989 as a bright-eyed buck sergeant to work reenlistments and has been living the AFPC dream ever since. In her time here, she has managed ROTC instructor assignments, USAFA faculty assignments, the advanced academic degree program, and non-rated officer crossflow. More recently, Sophia was a subject matter expert for the creation of the Officer Instructor and Recruiting Special Duty Program, taking CSAF direction from the fall 2018 Corona and building a fully executable special duty boarded process in less than 4 months. Now it's in its sixth year. This program process has become the gold standard for officer special duty management, ensuring the mission capability of Air University, USAFA, BMT, and the new Provisional Accession Center. Sophia continues to manage and execute the OI and RSD process while mentoring airmen and senior leaders across the Air Force. It's really great to have Sophia and others like her here on the team because, the ability to do this is incredibly important to our Air Force because she's looking across the entire Air Force to make sure that we're meeting our institutional requirements for those officer special duty. You're not really working within your functional career field or working for any specific command, as it were, but you're supporting the entire department of the Air Force. So we really appreciate that someone is here that puts that much attention on such a program and provides that level of experience that she has in our Air Force. Now, last month, the Air Force identified the first 5 regular Air Force candidate locations for consideration to host those new deployable combat wings, DCWs. The Air Force's Personnel Center is postured to conduct permanent changes of station, PCSs, pending the final approval in the strategic basing process. We want to maximize volunteer opportunities to provide the required manpower for these 5 installations for the deployable combat wings. Now, Major Farr, who we heard from earlier in the podcast, has done some great work with us on the officer assignment side of the house, and I want to ensure that enlisted airmen know that we have begun advertising deployable combat wing PCS volunteer opportunities in Talent Marketplace. The first 5 regular Air Force candidate locations are Little Rock Air Force Base, Arkansas, Moody Air Force Base, Georgia, Mountain Home Air Force Base, Idaho, Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in North Carolina, and Shaw Air Force Base in South Carolina. Enlisted airmen who want to shape the future of air power and warfighting are encouraged to apply via Talent Marketplace by May 14th. All right. Well, I think we're at the end of our time for today. I just want to give you a teaser for next time. We're going to talk about family member travel screening in the next episode, a very important step in getting those orders processed for those PCSs. So please tune in to hear about that. Now, if you have a question or issue you would like us to address, look for our contact information in the comments. From your Air Force's Personnel Center, where our mission is people first, I'm General O'Donnell. Thank you for listening.
We hope you found this episode informative and helpful in taking charge of your career. Be sure to subscribe on Divots and visit our AFPC website for more resources. Have a question or topic suggestion? Reach out to us. Links to the sites and services presented in this episode of Personnel Matters, along with our website and email address, are on the podcast page. Personnel Matters is a production of the Air Force's Personnel Center Office of Public Affairs. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.